We're joined on the line by Priscilla Lynch, who is a health journalist. Priscilla Lynch, to look at the HSE internal review, which is underway. What facts do you think are of paramount importance that it establish?
Well, the HSE itself has said that the Director General wants the full facts surrounding the matter, because what's been reported in the papers has come out in dribs and drabs, and some of it hasn't necessarily been accurate to the case. So the HSE is very interested in the particular sequence of events, I think, as you alluded to there. The care given to the woman involved before she was referred to HSE services and before she was referred for assessment under the Protection of Life During Pregnancy Act, and there seems to have been quite a gap there, as we said. So they'll be interested in looking at the medical care she received before she was referred, and also the various agencies that would have dealt with her, and how she was dealt with under the Act itself, and any learnings that could be obviously gleaned from that particular case. I think the HSE itself, they interestingly said in their statement that they hope the report will end any inaccurate commentary on the matter currently. I think this surrounds the original headlines, which said that the woman was denied an abortion under the Act. But I think what they've been keen to point out is that the woman was assessed late in her pregnancy, beyond 22 weeks, and they said that there wasn't any delay between her being referred to the panel being convened. The panel made a decision which said that in her case that they deemed that she was suicidal and should be allowed a termination of pregnancy under the Act. And the HSE have pointed out that a termination of pregnancy under the Act can include an abortion, inducement of labour, or also a C-section. And in this particular case, it was deemed that she was far enough along for a C-section, which obviously mightn't have been what she thought originally, but they deem that to have been the Act successfully taking place.
So that qualifies, the C-section qualifies as a termination of the pregnancy as envisaged under the Act.
Exactly. So I think they feel that there's possibly been some confusion about that. Other commentators might differ, but this is what's been pointed out, that the panel did agree that there was a risk to the patient's life and that she was offered the termination of pregnancy.
Might this point as well, Priscilla Lynch, just to some lack of clarity within the Act itself, it has been mentioned that there are certain issues which are not adequately addressed by it. And is that something which this internal review will look at also?
Possibly, and there is no definition on the time frame for when an abortion can be carried out up until. So I think that's really what's been causing the difficulties. As I said, in this case, it was decided that the baby was far enough along. In other jurisdictions, perhaps, actually, the woman might have been offered an abortion at that particular juncture, that even though she was, I think, reportedly up to 26 weeks when the C-section took place, but would have been assessed at possibly 24 weeks, that there could have been a window of opportunity there. But again, this was determined by the panel itself, and they're not being reviewed, their decisions. And as we've learned, the baby has actually been delivered and is in intensive care, or specific neonatal care, actually, and has been taken care of. But there's a lot of questions, really, about that going forward now. Should there actually be a time limit put in, perhaps, retrospectively? But again, this is a question for legislators.
Okay, we'll leave it there. That HSE report expected to be completed by next month and will be published subject to privacy restrictions. That was Priscilla Lynch, health journalist, and before her, Niall Behan, CEO of the Irish Family Planning Association.